This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي يا رب العالمين. A couple of days ago on this book Wabil al-Sayyib entitled The Guardians of the Invocations of God by Ibn Qayyim, we spoke about the weapons for the inner war, the inner battle, when we spoke about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was speaking about the inner battle, how it would be our nafs, our desires, that shaitan will speak to us, or our desires will call us to something that is not beneficial for us. Or shaitan will speak to the nafs, and they will all intertwine with one another to cause us, or to influence one to do the bad deed. Then we spoke about how the individual needs to fight themselves, and basically the jihad and nafs, which we know as jihad, the inner battle, which is known as jihad and nafs. Now Ibn al-Qayyim is going to talk about when the battle is over, this inner battle that we all, each and every single one of us face. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, فَلَمَّا أَنْبُلِيَ الْعَبْدُ بِمَا بُلِيَ بِهِ أُعِينَ بِالْعَسَاكِرِ وَالْعُدَدِ وَالْحُسُنِ. He said, when the servant is tested with what they are tested with, أُعِينَ بِالْعَسَاكِرِ, he is helped and assisted with an army and with preparations and a fortress. وَقِيلَ لَهُ قَاتِلْ عَدُوَّكْ وَجَاهِدْهُ. And it is said to him, fight your enemy and, fight your enemy and battle against him. فَهَذِهِ الْجُنُودِ خُذْ فَهَذِهِ الْجُنُودِ خُذْ مِنْهَا مَا شِتْ وَهَذِهِ الْعُدَدُ أَلْبِسْ مِنْهَا مَا شِتْ وَهَذِهِ الْحُسُونُ تَحَصَّنْ مِنْهَا بِأَيِّ حِسْنٍ شِتْ وَرَابِتْ إِلَى الْمَوْتِ. So he says here, he's again making the metaphor. So he's saying here that it'll be said to him, these are your troops. Take from them as you wish. This is your armor. Wear from it as you wish. And this is your fortress. Protect yourself with any way that you wish. وَرَابِتْ إِلَى الْمَوْتِ, and tighten up or get ready until death. فَالْأَمْرُ قَرِيبٌ, the situation is close, basically meaning that the affair is close, and one could understand that the end of time is close. وَمُدَّةُ الْمُرَابَطَةِ يَسِيرَ جِدًّا. He said in the time frame of fastening oneself or being prepared is easy, or it is a small time frame. فَإِنْ فَكَأَنَّكَ بِالْمُلْكِ الأعظم وقد أرسل إليك رسله فكأنك بالملك بالملك الأعظم وقد أرسل. So فكأنك, it is like you are with a king, a great king, and he has sent to you his messengers. فنقلوك إلى داره, and they have transferred you to his house. واسترحت من هذا الجهاد, and then he says, and you have relaxed from this hardship, hard war. Now he's talking about after the battle is over, the inner battle that Allah has equipped you with, and you fought. And he's saying it's like you're going to the great house of the king, and he has transferred you to his house. Inshallah, bi Jannah. He says, and you have relaxed from this jihad, meaning the jihad that we fought in this life, this physical life. وَفُرِّقَ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ عَدُوِّكَ, and you have been separated from you and your enemy. وَأُطْلِقْتَ فِي دَارِ الْكَرَامَةِ تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهَا كَيْفَ شِتْ. And then he says, and you have left, and you were left in the noble house, and you can move in it as you wish. Inshallah, he's talking about like Jannah. When the king left you, gave you his messengers, and then you relaxed from this fight, this battle, he gave you the armor, he gave you the fortress, he gave you all that you needed. You fought, and after the fight, you're relaxing in the house that he has given you, right? And you can move in it as you wish. وَسُجِنَ عَدُوُّكَ فِي أَصْعَبِ الْحُبُوسِ وَأَنْتَ تَرَاهُ. He says, and you have been, or your enemy has been jailed in a highly sealed and secure place, and you see him. He says, فَالسِّجْنُ الَّذِي كَانَ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَدْعُوَكَ فِيهِ قَدْ أُدْخِلَهُ وَأُغْلِقَتْ عَلَيْهِ أَبْوَابُ. He says, and the jail that this enemy, your enemy, wanted to call you to, he was entered into it, and the door was closed upon him. The doors were closed upon him. وَأَيِّسَ مِنْ الرُّوحِ وَالْفَرَجِ. And he gave up from rescue or relief. وَأَنْتَ فِيمَا اشْتَهَتْ نَفْسُكْ وَقَرَّتْ عَيْنُكْ. And you are in a situation now in that which you desire, which you are fully joyful of and in. جَزَاءً, and this is the important part. جَزَاءً عَلَى صَبْرِكَ فِي تِلْكَ الْمُدَّةِ الْيَسِيرَةِ. So, he says here, as a reward for your patience in this small time frame. Patience in what? The patience with what? In the struggle of what? Jihad and nafs. In what time frame? Life. But he says here, jaza'an, as a reward, jazakallah khair, jaza'an, as a reward, ala sabrika. What do we say sabrika? Sabr is what? As a reward for your patience, fi tilkal mudda. Mudda is time frame. But then he says, yasira. What does yasira mean? Simple, small. So he compares the time of the dunya as a small time frame. Small time frame. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا وَاحِدَةٌ كَلَّمْحٍ بِالْبَصَرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the chapter of Najm, he says in the chapter of the star, he says, and our affair is not but the time span of the blink of an eye. The time in this dunya is small in comparison to what? Al-akhirah. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى. Allah says, rather you prefer this life, but the next life is better and what? أَبَقَى. Baqi. Abdul Baqi. The everlasting. أَبَقَى. Everlasting. That's why the Muslim, it's important to have the Akhirah mindset. The Akhirah mindset. And when the majority of your thinking and time and pondering and investment is in this life, for this life, you have fallen short. You've fallen short. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَتَى أَمْرُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُ. And this is interesting. I want to see if y'all can extract this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the day of judgment. He says, the day of judgment has come. So don't rush it. But it really, if we were to literally translate it, it is not the day of judgment has come. He uses the past tense, ata. The day of judgment is, well, has come is past tense, right? But it's showing, ata means has already came. Already came. So what is that showing? Life is short because he used the past tense to show that it is what? Very close. It is as though it is already here. Right? The day of judgment is very, very close. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned this in the hadith. Right? The day of judgment is very, very close. And we don't know when it is. That's why it's important for the Muslim to believe, as a pillar of his iman or her iman, is to believe that there is a day that everything will perish. Kullu man alayha fan. Right? The Prophet ﷺ makes a beautiful comparison. Mali walid dunya, innama ana mathla rakibin. مثل راكب استراح تحت الشجرة ثم قام فتركها. He says, what is my affair in this dunya? He said, verily the parable of me in this dunya is like a traveler that sits under the shade of a tree, relaxes, then gets up and continues his journey. So the Prophet ﷺ compares the dunya to what? What? He compares the dunya to the shade of a tree. And what's interesting, what do you do in the shade of a tree? You take a rest, you relax. But then you're on a journey. You're not going to live there. You have to get up and continue on your journey. Right? And that's how he compares it. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he was with some of his companions, and he said, he looked at a trash can, and he said, هَذِهِ دُنْيَاكُمُ الَّتِي تَحْرِسُونَ عَلَيْهَا. He said, this is the dunya that all of you cherish. Right? Ali ibn Abi Talib, he mentions that the dunya is like, he said, be from the Abna al-Akhirah, and don't be from be from the children of the Akhirah, and do not be from the children of the dunya. For verily, the dunya is a place of amal, action, and the place of Akhirah is a place of reward. It is a place of investment for the next life. And again, I think we mentioned the hadith a couple of days ago. I hope this is recording, so we can record this for the fundraisers, inshallah. Right? To invest in, to invest in your akhirah. Now, and then he concludes here. He says, so he says here, جَزَاءً عَلَى صَبْرِكَ فِي تِلْكَ الْمُدَّةِ الْيَسِيرَةِ in this dunya. And he says, وَلُزُومِكَ وَالثَّغْرِ لِلْرِبَاطِ. So this, again, he's saying, it's a reward that you're in this palace roaming as you wish, and you see your enemy locked up and caged up, and he cannot get out to the degree that he gives up, shaitan. And then he says, this is a reward for your patience in this short time frame that you were in this battle, and your adherence to the line and to the army or the when they say hold the line in battle, your adherence to that preparation in the war. And he says, وَمَا كَانَتْ إِلَّا سَاعَةً ثُمَّ انْقَضَتْ وَكَأَنَّ الشِّدَّةَ لَمْ تَكُنْ. And he ends here. And he says, وَمَا كَانَتْ إِلَّا سَاعَةً. And what was really this time frame except an hour? You know, ثُمَّ انْقَضَتْ. Then it passed by. Then it elapsed, this time frame. وَكَأَنَّ الشِّدَّةَ لَمْ تَكُنْ. And then he says, it is as though the hardship didn't even exist. The hardship. How many, if we were to sit back now and think of one hardship in our life, we say, wow, subhanAllah. It was a short time frame. Or, wow, I got through it. When I thought that I would never get through it. No? And that's why it's important that in any hardship, the Muslim, when they do jihad enough, yasta'inu billah. They seek assistance in Allah through the hardship. They remember, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى. Verily with hardship comes ease. The ease comes from who? Allah. So when the hardship is there, you say this verse and don't say, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ hardship comes ease. Inshallah, my boss will bring the ease, inshallah. The ease, yani, Allah means the boss. Yani. Inshallah, come from my father, my mother. The ease comes from Allah. The hardship comes from who? Shaitan? The hardship comes from Allah, ultimately from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan could be a means of, it depends on the hardship, Tamar. But the generality of a hardship, of something that you didn't want, right? Something that you didn't anticipate, right? That you did not want, that could be a hardship. All of that is under the qadr of what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. You do not will accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed that you will. Everything that happens fil kawn in our existence is from the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He allows certain things to happen as a what? Test. And that's why Ibn Qayyim said, in the beginning, he said, buliya ma buliya al-abdu. And that's why he uses the beautiful way of the Arabic, because he understands the aqidah. He says, فَلَمَّا أَن بُلِيَ الْعَبْدُ بِمَا بُلِيَ بِهِ. When the servant is tested with whatever test and affliction, أُعِينَ, he is assisted, بِالْأَسَاكِرِ, with the army, and the fortress, and the artillery, or the armor. So he gives us all of that. What was the armor? We mentioned it in the previous lesson. The nur, the insight, the intellect. Some of that armor is the fitrah that we have. Some of that armor is the nur, the fact that we believe in a God, the fact that we have a Quran for guidance. But if you don't take that Quran for guidance, it is like you're going in the battlefield and you're taking the armor off and you're throwing it on the ground. You see your fortress for protection and your enemy is coming, and you take your artillery and you throw it down and run towards the enemy. When there is a fortress there for protection, there is an army, and there is armor, and there are weapons, and you use neither of that. Right? You don't use the nur, you don't use the kitab, the Quran, you don't use the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you don't use the aql that is munkhadi', that is, you do not submit your aql to the nur, your intellect, to the Quran and the sunnah. For an example. Or we don't use our insight for that which is good. Someone is very insightful, but they use it for evil. They don't use it to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't use it to be good to people. Or they use it to be good to people, to be appreciated and thanked by people, without that person that is served ultimately to thank Allah. Did y'all catch that? Sometimes you may do good for someone, but you want all of the respect. You don't internally at least thank Allah that He has facilitated for you to do this for that person. Right? Does everyone understand? Or it may be someone that does the good and they thank gods. Huh? Polytheists.
Doesn't mean Allah caused it, So when we say this happens because Allah allows it, we shouldn't be putting Allah to cause bad things to happen.
No, there's no evil is attributed to Allah. As the Prophet said in the dua, was sharru laysa ilayk. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa anna la nadri asharrun urida biman fil ardi am arada bihim rabbuhum rashada. Wa anna la nadri. We don't know. Asharrun urida biman fil ardi. Was evil wanted for them on this earth? Or did Allah want for them guidance? You see, Allah didn't attribute. No. So evil is not attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put something in front of you, and then there will be the shayateen that will try to test you and tempt you. And the small window of choice is what Allah has given you, and He's given you the armor in this battlefield of the dunya, this battlefield of this worldly life. That is a small time frame. To where when you face that trial or tribulation and you pass it, or you fail it, did you ask for forgiveness? Right? That's the small. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Basir, He's watching, He knows. And this is even deeper, but we don't want to cause a trial, but alhamdulillah, there's a Qadr series out, we can watch it. Allah knows the outcome. No? Allah knows the outcome. Right, so this is what's beautiful with Ibn Qayyim making this analogy again. And this is a good analogy that if we could tell, our children, for example, if we want to make a comparison of evil versus good and the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if Allah is giving you all of this, and He gives you all of this, and He says just for a short time frame, you're going to go in this battle. This is what you need in order to fight Him, right? But it's going to take some heart, literally, internally, and bravery to fight this battle of shaitan. You think of the name Ar-Razzaq, the provider. You think of the name Al-Wasi, the abundant. Ar-Rahman, the merciful. Al-Qawi, the strong. All of these names and attributes you can think of in regards to this internal battle against the shayateen and against fighting our nafs, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that fight against the evil ways of shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that trust in His will, in His strength, in His honor, ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم سدد خطايا المسلمين في غزة يا رب العالمين اللهم أعنهم وثبت أقدامهم على أعدائنا يا رب العالمين واربط على قلوبهم يا رب العالمين وزدنا يا رب العالمين زدنا إيمانا وتقوى يا رب العالمين واغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الأبرار. جزاك الله خير.